Hello and welcome to podcast number 5 from WhitneyTV.co.uk. We look back at some of the films that we've made in the last 7 days. Alderbank Hall at Bryce Norton saw Thames Valley Police bring the Force tractor and hold an event about rural policing.
I'm really keen that if people see something suspicious, they do report it, which gives us a really good fighting chance of responding and hopefully getting to the bottom of it. And at the same time, I would say that there's a really good opportunity for people to sign up to get information about what is happening in a very local area to them through our Country Watch scheme. And they can access details of this through the Community Safety Partnership website and sign up online. And we promise we won't spam them with loads of emails. We just want to give them small, relevant, timely pieces of information about crimes that are happening locally, which gives them a really good fighting chance to look out, see what is happening, and then they can get in touch with us if they see anything that worries them.
We met with Gilly at Whitney Cycles to talk about their sponsored ride from Carterton to Paris.
We are doing this for a pre-fundraiser to raise money for head and neck cancer, a charity called Heads Up, based at the Oxford John Radcliffe. And we are cycling to Paris in 2.5 weeks to raise money for that. My best friend, who I've known for a long, long time, her mum was diagnosed with throat cancer last year. She's doing the ride with us, Angie Bryant, and also another one of my friends, Colin Edmonds, suffered with a brain tumour about 6 years ago. He's also doing the ride with us. Angie was at the JR, so she wants to pay back and say thank you to them for all that they did for her. She's doing really, really well now.
Chilly organising it off the back of my illness. She wanted to do something to help, and deciding that cycling was what she wanted to do, and then Paris was a lovely place to go and a real challenge, and asked me where I wanted the money to go. So I said Heads Up, Head and Neck Cancer Research, which is based in Oxford at the John Radcliffe, where I'm treated. And I said, and you can count me in, I'll do it as well. And it was brilliant because it gave me a focus. And it was actually a year ago, on the 20th of July, so just recently, that I had the operation, a 14.5-hour operation. So it's brilliant that A, I'm here, and that we're looking at being able to do this.
Malcolm from small independent retailer Fresh at Marriott's Walk told us about the awards they're being entered for.
It was the Rita's Awards, which is a prestigious national retail awards for small independents right through to the national chains, and the likes of Harrods, Selfridges, they all enter. And it was a great occasion at the Dorchester, no less, in London. And we had a lovely day, and yes, we didn't win, but it was brilliant to be a finalist, to be in the top five out of so many people that entered. It was just a great result, considering we've only been open for 10 months. It's been a challenge, it's had its moments, and it's been hard work, but if you're not in it, you're never going to win it, and you've just got to keep going, and that's really our sort of work ethic. And just keep going to get the job done.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Don't forget, if you have a story you'd like to see appear on Whitney TV, then email us news@whitneytv.co.uk. And don't forget to look back, for almost every day there are new films being uploaded on www.whitneytv.co.uk.